In New York City, there are some 1.2 million outstanding arrest warrants in the five boroughs, but most of those are for very minor crimes. Problem is, if you're caught with an outstanding warrant, even for a low-level offense, you can be arrested on the spot. This weekend, the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office set up a special event to try to clear some of that backlog and clear up New Yorkers' criminal records. Reporter Elisa Roth went to check it out.
There's no judge's bench, no jury box, no state seal. But just like in any other courtroom, the court officer calls the defendant.
George Taylor, step up.
George Taylor is a 57-year-old man wearing jeans and a checked polo shirt. Holding his baseball cap in his hands, he stands behind a folding table with his public defender.
The defendant has a $50 judgment against him. Warrant is for disorderly conduct.
His charge of disorderly conduct is pretty typical. Some of the other charges today are things like having open containers of alcohol, public urination, and being in a park after sundown. Kings County Supreme Court Judge Cinceria Edwards is presiding, her makeshift bench covered with a black tablecloth.
This matter is dismissed, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
She stamps his documents and tosses them in a wire basket. And with that, 9 years of worrying are over.
You know, every time you're in the park or something, you know, you're worried about getting arrested. You know, I mean, you might be drinking a beer, you know, something like that. But only because you got a warrant, they're going to take you to jail.
Hundreds of people have come to this one-day event, organized by the Brooklyn District Attorney Ken Thompson. He says the idea is to let the police and the courts focus on real criminals.
Someone who walked their dog without a leash years ago and got a summons, and either forgot about the court appearance or could not make it on that one day, I don't believe that that person should be taken in handcuffs, arrested, and brought to the criminal courts and put in a cell with someone who might have committed a sexual assault or engaged in gun violence.
Dawn Ryan is a public defender in Brooklyn. She says clearing out old warrants is a way for her clients to
be able to then go on, apply for jobs, go to school, drive cars without worry that the police may stop them and incarcerate them because of these warrants.
She says it's too bad she and her coworkers can't clear out all warrants. They can't help with traffic violations, for example, or tickets issued by the transit police. But the bigger problem is how many outstanding warrants there are in the city. Today is just a drop in the bucket. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries represents parts of Brooklyn and Queens. Speaking in the church parking lot, he says police in the city are still much too tough and that today's event is only dealing with one part of the problem.
District Attorney's initiative, Begin Again, is helping to address the back end of that type of unnecessary aggressive policing, but we also need front-end reform.
At a similar event this summer, the judge cleared out about 700 warrants. At that rate, it would take more than 1,000 of these events to clear the docket completely. For NPR News, I'm Elisa Roth in Brooklyn.